Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers?
It's Thursday, folks.
So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live
big
from
transmission
Austin, Texas,
coming up.
Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
And I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, Reese's monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat as...
Long live the Republic! Death to the New World! We are coming!
We'll be back live on this Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the eighth day already of May 2014. We have several guests joining us today. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, was going to be on, but he's under the weather, just recovered from cancer. And so he is recommending a top former State Department official to come on that he says will give a similar analysis of the Ukraine crisis. I wanted to get Ray McGovern's take. I want to get different perspectives on this. But we're working on another individual formerly with the State Department to come on that he says is of his caliber. And then Bruce Fein, the man more than anybody else that you can thank for this radio show you're listening to right now. He never comes on the show and toots his own horn, but Mr. Fein was the deputy head of the Federal Communications Commission in the late 80s under Ronald Reagan in 97-98, who successfully got it set up to where we can have talk radio and get rid of the, quote, fairness doctrine that restricts the First Amendment. So we're going to have him on to talk about the new FCC chair criticizing the board and the Obama administration, saying, quote, what's going through right now regulatorily could basically shut down the Drudge Report. That was the archetypal image of independent, non-state-run media. FCC chair warns that conservative media like Drudge could face regulation like PACs. And that's how they did the fairness doctrine previously that they had from the 50s up to 1987. And then you saw the rise of stuff that wasn't perfect, but at least something that countered total monolithic. Fathers are bad. Turn your guns in. World government's good. Gloria Steinem and the CIA love you. Dress your son in a dress. Slit your wrist. Take Prozac. There was finally something to counter the nihilistic human suicide movement, the culture of death abortuary movement that is now in total collapse. With no ratings, no viewers to speak of. When you have 500,000 viewers on your top show on CNN or on MSNBC, you are dead on arrival. You do not exist. You are a joke. There are radio shows in New York City on one station that have 1 million listeners per day. Okay, just to give you an idea. 3 million listeners here a day. 8-9 million Rush Limbaugh. 5-6 million Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I mean, whatever you think of those shows, the point is they are not what you would see as establishment media. The system doesn't see them as that. The White House and their own memos from Clinton and under Obama doesn't. They want that shut down. Because if they can shut down Alex Jones, and if they can shut down Glenn Beck, and if they can shut down Michael Savage, they can shut your blog, your website, your newspaper down. And now the FCC is claiming jurisdiction over the internet, over print media, over all transmissions, not just broadcast. They've only had a broadcast regulatory jurisdiction claiming interstate commerce if your station goes over state lines. Now they are bellying up with Internet 2 and the rest of it to take over the internet, everything, to set up these thought police units that will actually come into your offices and see if you're, quote, biased or racist. I mean, let me tell you something. We're not having any Obama administration or Republican administration, anybody in the future, in my office to review what I cover and what I do. You can go straight to hell where you came from. You understand that, scum? I will not bow to that. I'm not turning my guns in, and I'm not turning my free speech in, and you are going to be defeated, and you know it. But they're going to try. They may launch cyber attacks on the web to try to take it over and claim they're saving it and then basically shut it down. But there it is. FCC quietly kills controversial newsroom study. Print that for me. That was in February, and that's a feint. That's a feint. Like where you move to the left, but then you move and strike to the right. Or in football, where they do the fake handoff, but running up the middle. Because a month later, they brought it back under a new name, as the Boston Herald reported last week, calling it chilling, calling it potentially First Amendment destroying. So they're back with a new name of it. And we're going to be covering that today with Bruce Fine, who, again, almost no one even knows who he is. He's a top constitutional lawyer, former deputy head of the FCC, to get his expert take on it. I mean, the problem is there's so many attacks going on right now. They're ending net neutrality as we know it. That's now officially moving forward. Cyber Command coming in with backdoors to everything. They're launching worms against the Internet to force you onto the new Internet that has Internet ID, three strikes by an unelected group, and you're banned from the Internet. Sending in bureaucrats to basically arrest Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Joseph Farah. And by the way, it's in the news today that 10% of the Tea Party donors were audited by the IRS. If you gave to a Tea Party candidate, if you gave to a Tea Party group, a pro-gun group, whatever, they criminally have that data, and then they come after you and audit you. Well, so what? They're going to put you in a FEMA camp next. This is meant to be a chilling effect so that you won't give money to the Tea Party that the Republican and Democratic leadership have lined up together to destroy. Because it's not perfect, but it's the only opposition. House Republicans fined 10% of Tea Party donors audited by IRS. I mean, this makes Nixon look like an angel cake. He had 100 and something names and was breaking into a few offices. I'm not defending it. He should have resigned. This is tens of thousands of people being audited and harassed and their 501c3 taken and pro-life groups. And it's on record. They told pro-life groups in federal court, you will not be pro-life. That's political. You can keep your 501c3. Just don't go out and protest at abortion clinics. What? That's an advocacy. But Media Matters, publicly run by George Soros in the White House, funded by Soros, run by the White House, can literally say, our job is to infiltrate, destroy new media. Our job is to shut down free speech. Our job is to get Democrats elected. We don't apologize. And they say that on CNN last week. We played the clip. I mean, this is a naked rush to the finish line by the globalist in our face. And now they have held Lois Lerner in contempt. The House representatives held former Internal Revenue Service official, not servant, Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. We're going to get into that and more. But the issue is it's now reached survival mode. We punish these people. We back them off. We scare criminals in government. We give support to good whistleblowers and good people in government, or it's over. The whole thing's going to collapse into total evil. So we've got that coming up with Bruce Fine. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, this is escalating very quickly. I said that Putin yesterday announced, and I read from the New York Times, it was also on Novastat. I don't just believe the New York Times because they'll lie. Putin said, we're pulling our troops off the border, and we are not going to, we don't want referendums for different cities to try to join Russia, even though they've been part of Russia previously. We want to put that on hold. So that was a major attempt at reset. Some can say it's a feint and that it's about Putin acting like he's involved in detente as a propaganda victory. That's what the CIA, run by foreign banks, and CNN is saying, and MSNBC. The truth is, it's probably a little bit of both. It's an attempt to reset, but the troops have always been on the border. That's where their main military bases are to invade Europe to begin with. It's been like that since the Cold War. But now Britain deploys destroyer to shadow Russian aircraft carrier. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercises And tomorrow is the big World War II Victory Day. Putin may launch something after that.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
First he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that ever has been sung. Good intentions can be evil. Both hands can be fun.
Yeah, sometimes they give Satan a Nobel Peace Prize. Henry Kissinger. What a joke. Didn't they give Al Gore one, too, for all of his baloney? Yeah, Harvard will host the reenactment of the Satanic Mass. That's a little interesting news tidbit that's coming up. By the way, I want to spend some time on this. DrudgeReport.com, linked to it last night. And then it was up till this morning and you know, scrolled off the page. But I've had it reposted up on the front page of Infowars.com. And the headline is NSA to control the stock market. And what I did is when I got up this morning, Kit Daniels wrote a little story about my interview with Porter Stansberry where I quantified what he was talking about and basically said it's the NSA takeover of the stock market. And I saw a few of the commenters in the article going, come on, this isn't true. So I neurotically had Paul Watson at about 6 a.m. this morning when I got up add about 10 links or so from mainstream news admitting that the NSA is already spying on the stock market in real time and giving the data to select interest. So I had the guys print 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mainstream news articles saying what I'm saying. See, because when I just get up here and say the NSA is spying on the stock market to manipulate it and then move on, I'm pulling from a big well of knowledge studying this for years. And I'm not tooting my horn. I was the first person on U.S. talk radio to have NSA whistleblowers on in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Nobody was having Wayne Madsen on. Nobody was having James Bamford on, former head of Nightline. Nobody was having these people on. I'm not bragging. I thought it was incredibly interesting that they were testifying to the British Parliament and to the EU Parliament, and that they were testifying that there were giant hubs being built in all the telecoms to track everything in real time. I thought that was a big deal. And then 7 years ago, the AT&T executive went public. Well, I'm going to talk about this after I get into the World War III situation with Russia that just continues to go through new nightmare permutations. And so I shouldn't get into it now. I'll get into it then. But the point is, that'll be about 15 minutes or so. I'll cover this. This ties in to censoring the internet, controlling it, taxing it. The power to tax selectively is the power to destroy. They have to surveil everything to know what's going on to target it with algorithms. You say, well, government's too inept to ever track everybody. They've been too inept until now. When everything is through the digital grid, they're going to enforce with computers. And that's been announced. That's in the news. They say in the press release, this new algorithm surveilling everything you do with your bank account, everything you do with cash off the digital numbers that are on all the new money. It's really just a receipt of digital. Will give them an accurate model of everything going on. And then they'll launder the drug money. That'll all be ignored. But then if you don't pay taxes on swap meet money you made that you're using to survive in the underground economy, you're going to go to jail. The illegals are going to be above the law and be given bank accounts and everything else. See, I'm already getting into it. This is the ultimate mark of the beast system. If the devil isn't real, it doesn't matter. They've taken that system and are building it. I mean, let's say in 100 years they have the technology to build a giant biological android of Godzilla and they have it attack Tokyo. Godzilla's real. Godzilla's a fiction character, folks, but lots of stuff that's been fiction, people pick up on and build. Humans are master builders. And I'm not saying they're going to build a real Godzilla like Cloverleaf or Cloverfield, whatever that horror movie is. It's pretty good. Cloverfield. The point is that that's the concept I'm talking about here. In 1855, they envisioned the total eugenics takeover of the planet in London, and they pretty much done it. And it was all on the drawing board then. In 1900, H.G. Wells wrote a book about atomic weapons with allusions. He alluded to the Max Planck equation, supposedly before it was even published. See? They're more advanced than they're telling us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy.
So, coming up, I'm going to get into our report, NSA to Control Stock Market. And Drudge rightfully put a question mark on our original article because it had some links to it and my statements that that's what this is. But when I say NSA, that's a gestalt. The NSA is part of it, of the overall grid that I'm going to describe coming up after I get into our top stories here. And again, we'll get more into Russia in the next hour when former State Department official and also whistleblower Peter Van Buren joins us. He helped basically run operations in Iraq, wrote a book saying, you know, that it was basically a fraud. They tried to prosecute him basically and run him out. He successfully defeated that, being represented by the same group that represents Mr. Snowden. So he'll be coming on to give us his take on the Ukraine situation. I didn't really know Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, a high-level advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. He gave them their morning briefings, so about a highest-level analyst as it gets. And, of course, combat veteran Vietnam. I mean, really a smart guy who's moral, who can, you know, tell you 9/11's an inside job. and who will really talk about the real world. He is sick today, so couldn't come on, but I want to get him on next week as soon as we can. We appreciate him helping line up Peter Van Buren for us coming up. He's going to be with us for 30 minutes in the next hour, maybe longer, to give us his different angle. Again, I don't even know his perspective yet. I just know these are moral people who put out really thoughtful analysis. So it's just like we get Joel Skousen on. Doesn't mean I totally agree with his analysis on Russia. I think it has a lot of pertinent points, though. The truth is a lot of these things are fluid. And these conflicts are real at the grassroots level. They're even real at the Putin level or the Obama level. But above that, there's the globalist forces, as John Perkins, the economic hitman, will tell you. He was a big insider. Where there's the forces that play people off against each other, countries, religions, to gain power. So that's what it's really all about. The situation on the Russia front is very complex. A lot of people say that Putin's announcement yesterday that they would pull Russian forces off the border where they already reside at military bases that have been there for hundreds of years. Russia's had many of its wars in the Crimea-Ukraine area, obviously, and half the country's historically been part of Russia to begin with. But if you expand on that, it's been a big victory for NATO and the UN and the EU when they overthrew the elected government and then said the new government that overthrew it is duly elected, even though no election was held. Much of the East began holding referendums trying to merge with Russia. And they launched paramilitary operations from the Western-controlled Western Ukraine. And we've all seen on the news the videos of, I saw it yesterday watching CNN last night, masses of citizens unarmed, the Russian Ukrainians, marching against tanks, holding them off, blocking them like scenes from Tiananmen Square 1989. And Ukrainians who are Russian-backed shooting down Hind helicopters that the Ukrainians have when they fire missiles at them. So there's already a war going on there. There's a proxy war between the global crime syndicate and the Russian system that's very seedy itself, obviously, in Syria, in Libya, in Ukraine, and in many other areas. And so now, basically, what's happening is the West doesn't like being beaten in Syria. So they launched on a new front in Ukraine. And some can say, well, Russia's going to have its World War II Victory Day. That's the nation's biggest holiday, bigger than Christmas. It's hands down the biggest holiday because millions of Russians died in World War II fighting Hitler and the Battle of Stalingrad and the rest of it. So the word is, just like the Russians held off during the Olympics, launching a major counter-assault, that Putin put out propaganda that, okay, we'll pull back, don't have a referendum, so they can have the celebration starts tomorrow through the weekend, and that they can build up that national fervor. I saw a poll last week that Russians are the happiest they've been in polls in the last 25 years. There's nothing like being attacked that unifies people. And that helps the Russian regime become more militaristic, more corrupt, which helps the globalists. They want to build up a new enemy. See how it helps the predators on both sides. So it's a very sad situation. But here are the headlines, the latest news. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. They drilled firing ICBMs at Europe, AP. President Vladimir Putin today oversaw a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces, escalating tensions over Ukraine. Submarines popped up off the west and eastern U.S. coast. Russian aircraft carriers steamed right off the coast of the English Channel. And British destroyers, UK destroyers shadowed them. Russian bombers practiced bombing capitals. I mean, this is what's going on right now. President Vladimir Putin, again on Thursday, oversaw a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces, going back to the AP, amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. While Putin said the exercise had been planned back in November, it comes as relations between Russia and the West have plunged to their lowest point since the Cold War over Ukraine. Putin, speaking from the Defense Ministry headquarters, where he oversaw the exercise, saw that with leaders of several ex-Soviet nations, which are members of the Collective Security Treaty Organization that the Russians have set up with the former Russian-controlled territory, including the nation's nuclear forces. Russian newswire said that the exercises simulated dealing a massive retaliatory nuclear strike in response to any enemy attack. The description of the exercise is unusually blunt, reflecting tensions with the West running high over Ukraine. Well, this is what Lavrov said, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of the Russian military said back in 2008. They said NATO forces are landing, massing. You're attacking Russian-controlled ethnic areas in Ossetia and South Ossetia and Abkhazia. We will launch nuclear weapons on NATO military targets in 1 hour if you do not pull your troops out and reverse yourself. They rolled in mobile ICBMs, and the West backed off. I mean, this is the type of brinksmanship that's going on. And I know the globalists stand to gain out of this and are playing both sides and have interest in both governments. But this is real, folks. This is real. And it's because the dollar's on the edge of collapsing. Global governance, the EU's on the verge of collapsing. The New World Order is on the verge of not making it. But the teachers in the schools and in the colleges and the preachers, they all tell everybody that world government's a foregone conclusion. And that the New World Order can't be defeated. It's, you know, it's biblical. Well, maybe it can't be defeated down the road. Maybe it's prophecy. But I know that you can get a reprieve like Nineveh and so many other cases. All I know is God helps those that help themselves. I've been hearing preachers since I was a little kid say, you know, 1989 is the rapture. 2011 is the rapture. And they're just literally doing that to distract everybody, and it's a big cop-out. And it's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says no one knows the time. And then the Bible says the rapture happens after the Armageddon. I mean, it, clearly a five-year-old could read that, but let's not debate that. I know that if Christians hide in the churches and don't go out and criticize abortion and don't go out and feed the homeless, that the evil will occupy. And the evil have occupied the churches. Some of the biggest engines of pharisaical evil, as they were in Christ's time, are the churches, are the temples. I mean, literally, you go to mega churches, it is worship government, you know, divorce your husband if he doesn't give all the money to the church. I mean, these are cults, folks. Evil, glitter bug cults. Government run, state run, clergy response team dens. If they're pushing Romans 13. As part of the maneuvers, a TOPL intercontinental ballistic missile launched from a launch pad in northwestern Russia successfully hit a designated target on the Kuren testing range on the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula, the military said. What is that, 4,000 miles away? That's how big Russia is. Two nuclear submarines off northern and Pacific fleets, the Tula and the Poldaska, if I'm pronouncing it right, also fired intercontinental ballistic missiles. So there you go. And the Russians said, if you attack us, we're going to launch nuclear missiles at you. And this is not top news unless you go to Infowars.com or places like DrudgeReport.com. I mean, the average person, I've got stacks of articles here, and we'll get into some of them, with Democrat professors, Democrats in the media saying, arrest the Tea Party. Of course we're auditing you. You should be arrested. You're racist. Take all the guns, put people in re-education camps, take over, take over, take over. I mean, these people are howling, gibbering, authoritarian control freaks telling us that they have the moral supremacy. And they're going to tell the Russians, let them eat cake and start this whole thing. Well, everybody's busy watching the NBA and drinking their scotch and waters. I know that's fun. And while women are busy, you know, running around with their girlfriends or whatever, literally World War III could happen. So here I am saying the end of the world's not a foregone conclusion, but it could be coming. My point is we need to not just sit here like spectators as if we're just on this earth to only let evil people run things. So that's what's going on with the Russia situation. Here's some more of the background breaking today. Since I mentioned it, why not show you the actual articles? London Telegraph reports aircraft carrier sails an English Channel. Moscow show explores Lenin Stalin. Britain deploys destroyer to shadow Russian aircraft carrier. In case of U.S. destroyers operating in the Black Sea was not sufficiently clear of the Western approach to containing Russia, the latest naval news will hardly boost the de-escalation theme. Reuters reports that earlier today, Britain had deployed a destroyer to track a Russian aircraft carrier sailing close to its coastal waters. And then it goes on to break all of that down. Continuing, Ukraine says special op to continue regardless of referendum decision. So they're trying to de-escalate by saying don't basically secede from Ukraine right now. And the liberation duly elected government that wasn't elected, but Obama said it was, so it was, maybe he'll suspend the laws of gravity because he said so. Maybe he'll say the NRA is the Klan when they were founded to fight the Klan. I mean, reality doesn't matter here. And so they're continuing to blow stuff up, kill people, shoot civilians, engage in purges of unarmed people, and CNN says that it's just total liberation by an elected government. Doesn't matter if it's not true. They prey on their audience. Here comes Crimea 2.0. Following referendum, East Ukraine votes to become part of Russia. Zero Hedge. Overseas, private investment corporation gave $20 million loan to Ukrainian Porsche dealership owned by Biden friend and donor. See, that's how they launder out of Europe all this money in the Democratic Party. But then again, Republicans aren't even allowed to give money or you get audited, which is meant to be a chilling effect. Well, that's it. I'm going to start giving to Tea Party candidates as much as I can across the board. Okay, you want to audit me, scum? Go ahead. I'm going to sue the IRS person that comes here personally. And you may beat me in court, but I'm going to drag you through depositions, and I'm going to put your name all over television, and I'm going to sit here and be a cause celeb and openly have you persecute me. Because the answer to persecution is I'm going to sit at the front of the bus, and you can arrest me if you want, but I'm going to persevere like Gandhi, showing what you did, or Martin Luther King. And that's the answer to these scumbags. That's the answer. When they do this, when they come out officially and go, I mean, I've played the clips on MSNBC, they go, of course we're auditing you. You're criminals. You're racist. Of course we need to shut down the whole Tea Party. These people will throw us in jail if they can. You know it. I know it. We're here. They're criminals. They're howling Stalinistic filth. They know they're criminals. They know they're evil. They know they're pushing race division. They know they're lying. They're not liberals. They're enemy foreign bank agents. They are commandos. They pose in pink shirts and talk with lisp that's what real spies act like, folks. They are in mechanized crews on record. They literally have commanding officers. Do you understand that? Rachel Maddow. All those people, the people on CNN, Anderson Cooper openly works for the CIA and reportedly has been high-level regional manager of media operations in New York for the CIA. He is a black op commander to destroy you and your family and deliver this country into hell. They are sworn to take everything you've got. They are sworn to shut this country down. They are collaborator enemy officers like Vichy French in occupied France. That isn't rhetoric. That's 100% truth. I told you years ago Al Sharpton's FBI. I know their MO, the cut of their suit, their nomenclature. Their modus operandi. I fight the enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep the enemy. I know the enemy. You must learn the enemy. You must see them as an enemy. They are sworn to take us down. They are sworn to deliver us into slavery. They will never stop. They will start World War III to burn this country to the ground. They want Russia to nuke this country, as top analysts have told you. They hate this nation. Their mission is to hurt good people. just like they've burned Libya to the ground and Syria to the ground. Mainstream news today reporting. BBC, Syrian conflict, huge blast destroys Aleppo hotel. U.S. created a terrorist safe haven in Libya, new government report. It's not the U.S., it's Spectre. Briefly, if you like what you hear here and you want to hear more of it, you want to fund as fuel in this missile system so we can continue to crush the enemy, then buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get the great supplements. We got more of the Silver Bullet that sold out. I've been plugging it. Didn't know for 2 weeks we had it on back order. You couldn't even order it. What I believe the best little silver out there that we've produced with this great lab is now available. We have the Supermel Vitality, the great Nation Iodine. All of it supports us. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We are funded by we the people. We're funded by you, not George Soros and foreign banks through the captured CIA New World Order. We need the fuel. Energize us. We will crush the enemy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The Fed chair got grilled on a oligarchy running the country in a Senate hearing. We're going to play that later in the next hour. That video's up on InfoWars.com. It's pretty powerful. Let me get into this now since I mentioned it, and I'm going to give you the news articles where you can go read it. Again, we put the story out yesterday at InfoWars.com. NSA to control the stock market is the headline, and we'll show everybody a document cam shot of that particular article if you're watching us on television.
And that's a bold claim. And the video that we linked in it is just where I'm talking about it, giving a few examples, and Drudge linked to it. And we gave examples in the article. But a few people in the comments were like, oh, where's the proof? Well, it's in the links. And to say the NSA controls the stock market is, you know, quite frankly, not even deep enough. It is special interests that do it. So let me back up what we were saying. Here it is. This is Moneybeat, Wall Street Journal. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. And then we read the document a few days ago on air where they said they already peer into 90% of the stock market portfolios. Now the other 10% of small-time traders, you will be peered at. You will be watched in live time. And then that's fed back in to the government computers with a government algorithm, with private regulators with governmental power, like the Federal Reserve. So when I say NSA, it's Google, it's Microsoft, it's the government systems, it's Cyber Command. All of those fed in, but the public doesn't understand what that is yet. So I say the NSA. It's like saying Nazi Germany. And then there's all the characters and all the groups that are within the term Nazi Germany. The average person doesn't know who Hermann Göring is or Heinrich Himmler or Zeb Dietrich. They just know that Nazi Germany existed sometime. This is a whole governmental corporate takeover of all data to fix all markets, to predict the future, just like CIA run, they're now admitting, Amazon with CIA servers inside their system can now predict what you're going to order before you order it and already have it packaged and ready when you order it. Again, I told you that before it was even admitted. That's the holy grail, ladies and gentlemen. I was told this by former NSA people and top telecom engineers, you know, guys driving Bentleys, engineers that hold the patents, people like that, that this was the plan. I was told this 15, 16, 17 years ago and didn't even know if I could believe it. That, Alex, it's about predicting the future. It's about controlling the future. Have you read Isaac Asimov's Foundation? And I said, yes, sir. And they said, read it again. It was a plan. A computer system that predicts the future to then control the future. So it's way beyond that. Now, let me go over these articles. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. This is more important. Wall Street Journal again. Futures traders sue CME. That's the group that runs this. Over real-time data. Suit alleges high-frequency traders got data ahead of other customers. Like I said with Porter in the video, but now I'm backing it up. And it's come out in court. This is what's going on. The CME was giving the data to high-frequency trader Goldman Sachs to put the data in to rig it to follow the trends. The NSA is Goldman Sachs. It sits at the top of the pyramid. Do you understand this is all a plan, boys and girls? Here's another one. High-frequency trading, enough to get Goldman Sachs preaching financial probity. That's the London Guardian. Here's another one. Is the Fed manipulating the stock market? They go on to say, yes, they are. Plunge protection team. Here's another one. Government using NSA, to change amount in bank accounts warns panel. Governmental panel. Says that they're, when you see your bank account go up or down suddenly, they're taking your money for a few hours, doing it to millions of people, and manipulating it. It's a total manipulation. NSA already controls the stock market. NSA, got it? It's a total takeover reality, total fixed markets, total fraud, total oligarchy to bankrupt you and shut you down. It's siege economic warfare.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to InfoWars.com right now, you will see the headline, NSA to control the stock market. Spy agency can easily manipulate the market through latest surveillance hub, and they've been caught doing it before. See, our headline isn't hardcore enough. They are doing it, and they're doing it to totally cheat you and make sure no independent wealth can be developed that they don't control as an act of total domination. We have the video where I talk about it. We prove it in the article. Future traders sue CME over real-time data. Wall Street Journal. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. Okay, and then we go through all the data of how it's going on. And then earlier, last segment, I broke down the larger system. And the truth is Goldman Sachs was set up as a foundation of futurists. Look it up, to take control of the political process of the U.S. And that's why Goldman Sachs, with J.P. Morgan Chase funding it, sits at the top of the managerial global pyramid, along with Rockefeller and Rothschild interest. But it's basically the same institution. And they are eugenical. They are eugenics-based. And I'm just giving you, hiding in plain view, the absolute keys to how everything works. And I'm just here, emergency beacon, giving you the data, the emergency transmission. Here's the globalist. Here's their plan. Here's their books where they admit, you know, eco-science, where they're putting fluoride in the water to lower your fertility and brain damage you. You're literally being stunned like a wasp will stun a spider before it eats it. Or a spider will stun its prey before it eats it. I mean, we are literally rolling around on our back right now while the globalists watch us. In fact, you guys printed me yesterday the beginning of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. I want to read that because, you know, in the years of the 20th century, no one knew the Earth was being studied and watched like a scientist would study amoebas in a petri dish by a cold, calculating intelligence. And he admitted in his nonfiction books that was an allegory of the elite against us, and the whole thing was an allegory. He also wrote the book Things to Come. They made a movie out of it, one of the first big science fiction epics, where stealth bombers go around bombing the America that won't turn its nukes in to finally set up world government. In fact, we had somebody entered into the contest, a video contest, one of those, paralleling myself and H.G. Wells, and where I'm the dictator, but the socialist with the batwing fighters are attacking. It's just incredibly sophisticated. I mean, I cannot believe they came up with all this stuff like 170 years ago. And we are here living in their world, literally living in a proto-matrix they're inserting us into. And even some of the greatest minds out there cannot fully get all this. I don't know if that's the video. You know, David Knight did a report on it. He knows which one it is. Get that and we'll play it after we play, when the guest leaves us later in the hour, after we get into the amazing exchange in Congress between the head of the Federal Reserve, Yellen, and Senator Bernie Sanders about oligarchy. That's coming up. We'll get into that because it's so important on this Thursday edition. And then we have another guest that's going to be joining us, Bruce Fein, the guy that is more responsible than anybody for the free speech we've got in this country right now. He had to pick one person whose initiatives have devastated the globalist. It shows how things that don't get saluted at the time end up absolutely changing the world. He'll be joining us.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
And that's H.G. Wells, as many psychopaths, control freaks like to do, lording it over you that they are basically their own species of super elite, the equivalent of aliens who are scientifically setting up their technological technocracy. Their future-predicting NSA global Google control grid that they now brag they have in place as they prepare to ascend to godhood, merging with the machines, as Ray Kurzweil had said. I don't know if that's going to really happen. But I know that's their plan, and as Bill Joy wrote in 1999 in Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, in the April issue, the elites have made the decision to transcend humanity and to reduce our population by more than 90%. And they've made the decision to accelerate, as they see it, our evolution into the new super sapien. They, the Morlocks, by some twist of fate, ruled over us, the Eloi. And I guess we do act like stunted Eloi, very childlike, being fed on by these people that study how humans operate and use psychology against us. But again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday worldwide broadcast. We're going to be getting our guest on in Skype here in a moment, or we'll go to phone if not, in the next minute, to give us their take on Putin oversees nuclear exercises, firing dummy ICBMs from submarines and land bases, saying they are prepared to strike the West if there are any attacks on their interest, including Russian populations in Ukraine. And that is on the Associated Press at InfoWars.com right now. I read the full quotes last hour. I suggest you go read what they're saying. Putin's come out and said there's growing Nazi ideology in Europe, fueling the EU. That is what's behind it. And strangely enough, the deputy prime minister, the new leader, is an open Nazi in Ukraine, and that is who overthrew the government that Obama calls duly elected. I mean, it is a Twilight Zone level event. I don't romanticize the Russians either. But the big issue is, are the Russians going to launch some type of counterattack to the building Ukrainian forces after they celebrate World War II Victory Day tomorrow through the weekend? Some say it's a feint, and that Putin will try to take half of Ukraine and may call the bluff of the so-called West, the corporate interest that overthrew Ukraine. And again, I know the Ukrainian government was corrupt, was manipulating, but it was elected. And the point is, from my view, this whole thing has been initiated by the State Department with $5 billion by the West. And if we can't get our guest on Skype, I want to go to phone. Oh, fantastic. We do have him. So we're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren, 24-year veteran of the State Department, comes highly recommended and regarded by Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Reagan and Bush Sr., who couldn't join us today, so he recommended Mr. Van Buren. I appreciate coming on. I remember his case in the news. He spent a while in Iraq following his book, We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. The Department of State began proceedings against him. Through the efforts of the Government Accountability Project, who currently helps represent Snowden, Edward Snowden, and the ACLU, Van Buren instead retired from the State Department with honors. And Van Buren's new book, Ghost of Tom Joad, is the story of the 99%. And he has WeMeantWell.com. Now, I don't really know his view on this. I like to get different perspectives. I kind of know Ray McGovern's. It's a balanced view that I agree with a lot of, but I wanted to get his current analysis of that. But he recommended Peter Van Buren, so he joins us until the bottom of the hour. We've got nuke tests going off, you know, missiles being launched. We've got civil war, in my view, breaking out in eastern Ukraine. Both sides have their own beefs. But I see this as a way to pump trillions more into Europe out of the crisis, a new Marshall Plan that's really a banker bailout that's endangering wider war. That's my first approximation of the first level of this Peter Van Buren. And so what is your educated take on what's going on, Peter?
It's difficult to say whether this is just incompetence or whether it's the rebirth of the neocon idea that America has a role to play every time a country faces what we now like to call regime change. As far as incompetence is concerned, certainly the Obama administration, particularly John Kerry, the Secretary of State, have seemingly stumbled through this crisis from the very earliest days of supporting the overthrow through Victoria Nuland's foolish recorded telephone call where she isolated and alienated the EU, up through Kerry's current bungling attempts to impose sanctions and otherwise perhaps scare Putin, maybe unfriend him on Facebook.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, just watching this real-life nightmare soap opera unfold, that they're incompetent, but they're incompetent like Hitler was attacking Russia. They're driving the giant juggernaut. So what is your view of the overall system of Russia and where all this is going?
Well, when I served with the State Department for 24 years, one of the basic rules was that countries act in their own self-interest. They do things globally and domestically that are in the country's self-interest. Russia, from historical times, has been concerned about its borders, particularly its western border with Europe. That drove the Russians throughout their history. It drove them during World War II when Hitler did attack them. And it drove them through the Cold War when NATO was positioning on their western border. What we've seen now is the United States driving that fear, driving that perhaps paranoia in Russia, backing them into a corner. The offer of the EU to bring the Ukraine into NATO, the offer that was a one-sided deal. If you want to be in with us, you've got to cut your ties to Russia. There's no such thing as a three-way here. That caused the Russians to perk up and to start to focus again on the Ukraine and to fear that they needed to take more drastic action for their own protection. Look, Alex, one of the basic rules of diplomacy, one of the things we learned in negotiating 101 is don't back your opponent into a corner because he's got no choice but to come out fighting. I wish the Obama administration had taken that same class.
And look, I'm not a State Department trained 24-year veteran like you who's been in all these combat zones. I just watch it and read it. I know it's not a duly elected government. Obama's is duly elected. I know it's spearheaded by real Nazis wearing swastikas, hailing Hitler. I mean, it's so bizarre, I can't believe I turn on CNN and they're calling them wondrous freedom fighters. I know they have some real beefs. A lot of Ukrainians aren't Nazis that don't like the Russians. They have some beefs with Lenin and Stalin. I get it. There's old enmity that the State Department and the CIA are openly manipulating in a balkanization. And then I look at Russia trying to work with the West. From what I've seen the last 10 years, they've actually been trying to reset, trying to be nice, trying to work with people. I'm not glorifying or saying Putin's an angel. And I see this as a Western attempt to not let Russia democratize. I see it as an attempt to have a new boogeyman from Al-Qaeda. And now it's going to be the Russians and a new way to fund the military-industrial complex. And it's crazy because the Russians came out today and said, again, we will basically nuke NATO targets if you hit any of our interest, as they said back on 888. Now, we pulled out of Georgia that time. A, do you agree with what I just said, or do you want to augment it? And B, where do you see this going?
Absolutely. I agree with everything you said there, Alex. We've put them in a corner. We've poked at their most tender spot, their fear of foreign intervention on their western border, and then we act almost surprised that things are going the way they are. There's a lay definition of mental illness that says it's repeating the same thing over and over, expecting different results. The United States, since the end of World War II, has supported despots, dictators, thugs, bin Laden, terrorists through the CIA and through our other manipulations, expecting that out of this, strong allies and democracies will somehow magically emerge. It hasn't worked for the last 60 years, but yet we're trying that again in the Ukraine. Where it bounces from here is a tough question. A lot depends on how much further the United States really wants to push Putin. Do we really want to test him on this? Do we really want to push him to the point where he has to lash out, where he has to do something to preserve his reputation, to preserve his equities on the border, to appear strong? That kind of confrontation is a loser for every side, for everyone. But it appears that the United States, driven by these odd scraps of neocons who still somehow are in the administration, driven by them, that seems to be a path that they're not afraid of taking, even though the rest of us should be scared stiff.
Is it an old Trotskyite beef, the fact that the neocons were founded by the heir to Trotsky here in the U.S. when he was killed in Mexico? Is it that they have a hatred of Russia?
I wish it was that clear and that simple. That would almost make some of this make sense. I think the truth lies closer to your earlier comment that we go abroad in search of boogeymen to fight. 9/11 was supposed to create the boogeyman of all time, terrorism. It isn't even a person, it isn't even a country, it was a thing, it was a concept, and therefore could go on indefinitely. The people who make money off wars could make money. The politicians who make money leaking about wars could make money and get votes. Everyone would be happy. But you know, the terrorist thing has not worked out quite the way we want it. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, fill in the rest of the blanks. So you go with what you know in these situations, and it appears that the neocons are driving the United States, manufacturing perhaps a new Cold War with the old enemy. Hey, it worked back then. Maybe it'll work again.
Incredible. I want to get more of your amazing insight. Peter Van Buren, WeMeantWell.com. And I want to get him on for a full hour soon. We're going to come right back to him about his experience in Iraq. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There must be some kind of way out of here, Jimi Hendrix. famously sung. And we're talking to Peter Van Buren, author, State Department veteran, WeMeantWell.com. I want to ask him about his new book that's out, and I want to get him on for a full hour in the near future to cover the waterfront. But in this short segment we've got left with you, I want to play this clip of Obama a few weeks ago, again, saying that it's an elected government in Kiev. And, I mean, I've never seen the overthrow of reality at this level across the board, saying raising the debt limit doesn't raise our debt. I mean, just 2 + 2 = 5 level statements. I want to get your take on this. Here's the clip.
What they cannot accept, understandably, is the notion that they are simply an appendage, an extension of Russia, and that the Kremlin has veto power over decisions made by a duly elected government in Kiev.
Now, when he said that a week and a half ago, I never saw any media correct him. I mean, this is Twilight Zone. Peter Van Buren?
The thing about these statements is it's almost as if they don't really care anymore about who's paying attention or what they're saying. You've got a position now where the Obama government simply says whatever seems to tumble out of their mouths, and I don't know that anybody believes it, not even themselves. The duly elected government? Who elected them? Where were those votes counted? Instead, you've got Victoria Nuland on the phone saying that Yatsenyuk is going to be our man, and then surprisingly, after this coup business, the guy ends up in charge of things. The other thing that Obama keeps doing is he keeps poking the bear, if you will. Recently, they encouraged the Obama administration to encourage the Ukrainian forces to go on a terrorist hunt in their eastern provinces. And what a surprise, they messed that up. It didn't go very well, and the Russians are forced to respond. My good friend Ray McGovern was writing about all these issues back in March. Everybody remembers the Sochi Olympics, and everybody remembers how as soon as the lights went off in Sochi, the Russians began their work in the Ukraine. At that time, Obama had the opportunity to call for a summit, to call for a meeting with Putin to sort these issues out. Instead, we fussed around with claiming elections were there and throwing sanctions and holding our breath until Putin changed his mind and somehow backed out of these things. It's a series of incompetent gestures that unfortunately reminds me far too much of the same set of silly walks, if you will, that took place in Syria, where again, the U.S. and the Russians were heading towards some kind of a conflict. We were supporting one side by proxy, the Russians the other. In that case, our fumbles and stumbles were picked up by the Russians, and they pulled us out of the fire in some kind of weird, twisted, Twilight Zone bit of irony.
Exactly. And what's so crazy is the West backs Al-Qaeda in Syria. Russia picks the right side, Assad. Obviously no angel, but an angel compared to them. And then we pick the Nazis in Ukraine against the Russians. I mean, it's like America is trying to be the bad guy under this leadership. And like you said, it's a bunch of crazy neocons with a bunch of so-called liberals who aren't liberal at all.
How did these people stay in government? Victoria Nuland and a lot of these other neocons that are working now on the Ukraine issue were supposed to be flushed out in 2008.
Well, they talk like gangsters in these telephone calls that they admit got recorded by the Russians and released. They don't talk like diplomats I've ever heard of. I mean, they sound like people that, you know, watch, you know, different HBO shows, like House of Cards and think that's real.
Yeah. I think the idea that they are not in touch with reality is kind of an overarching theme here. Whether they're aping television shows or still imagining the world as a chessboard that the United States can slide pieces around and somehow manipulate events in Syria, in the Ukraine, in other parts of the world. Well, Victoria, if you are listening, and I do doubt she listens to your show, Alex, Victoria, if you are listening, the Russians are the ones who are really good at chess. We're in checkmate right now in the Ukraine, and we've got no moves left that can actually influence this game.
Why are you saying we're in checkmate?
We're in checkmate because the question of what can the United States do to advance its interests in the Ukraine. When you're in checkmate in the game of chess, you've got no moves left. The only thing you can do at that point is lose the game. in the Ukraine.
Or top the table over in World War III.
Well, you can, in fact, tip the board over and run for the door, and that involves nuclear exchanges and things like that. So we're kind of hoping we don't get that far.
I want to ask you how you think we should get out of it and what the best brains are. Can you do five more minutes with us on the other side?
Oh, absolutely, Alex.
Okay, thank you. We're going to come right back. The website's wementwell.com. Peter Van Buren, we'll tell you about his great new book, but love to have him back in the near future. When we come back, though, after he leaves us, I'm going to get into some very important news dealing with the Federal Reserve being grilled in the Senate.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ron Paul has been accused of being a Russian agent by neocon media and people known to be in the CIA. I've been accused of that because I'm against starting a war, overthrowing a government, and taking us to the brink of nuclear war when the Russians are not in an offensive mode. And, you know, we've got a guest on, Peter Van Buren, and I would call him a classical liberal, but a lot of folks would call him a real liberal. And then you've got people on the left that want to have all these wars and have made it a left-wing cause celeb to attack Russia. and brought in, you know, all this gay stuff. Hey, get that out of the way, folks. That's not an excuse for World War III. But the point is, it's about who knows the facts. Who knows the history of Ukraine? Who knows what's going on there? Who knows the larger chessboard? And the fact that this is completely immoral, and it's not in the interest of the American people. It's in the interest of big banks and the EU that wants to be bailed out again, and politicians and political classes that love crises and love managing them. They have a stake in a destabilized world. So there's a lot of people that work for the CIA, the State Department, the FBI, you name it, domestically, foreign, who do mean well, but they're compartmentalized. And then you've got the corporate agents. And I'm not demonizing business in general, but the big corporate interest that don't care about the interest of people or their own children, for that matter. They want that money and that status now. And they will bring the world to the brink of total collapse as economic hitmen that John Perkins exposed. He was one of them. To get their power, their wreckers. And I liken this analogy to every culture's had wreckers. But if you go back 300 years ago in England, down off the coast, by the English Channel, they would have lighthouses, firehouses. And during fog, different cities, different towns would set up a fire to bring ships in and wreck them because of salvage laws would let them then go out in the morning and steal whatever's on the boat when the crew dies or the crew comes into shore. And that's what vulture capitalism is you just wreck everything. You use government to shut down your competition, to shut down mom and pops. And I'm ranting. I want to get some comments from our guest on how we stop this, where his gut tells him this is going to go, studying these people, and how he thinks we can maybe try to get America's soul back and not try to be villains. Not try to have an elite that think it's cool to be crooks and then lose America's soft power that people like John F. Kennedy had. So five more minutes, Peter Van Buren, thank you for joining us. And then briefly, tell us about your new book at the end. But you've got the kind of the gestalt I've thrown out there.
It's a very difficult question to answer because what has happened over the course of the last 50 years is almost a snowballing effect of concentrations of power. The new power resides in the hands of the corporate interests that you've discussed, and it's a little different. They're not interested in conquering land per se, or in being able to tell people in foreign lands how to live per se. They're interested primarily in acquiring wealth, capital, and money. And if that means conquering lands, well, sure, that's something that has to be done. By snowball effect, I mean that through the manipulation of the tax system, they get to hold on and grow their money, and at the same time use that money to fund politicians, to make people beholden to them, to create new laws and new policies that can keep the game in play. Ukraine started over a question, the crisis, if you will, in Ukraine, started over a question of which economic bloc Ukraine was going to join. Was it going to join EU? And which by proxy includes the United States, or was it going to cleave towards Russia? Both sides, the Russians and particularly on the EU side, said to the Ukraine, this is a one-way trip. You pick us or you pick them. You're either with us or against us, forcing the Ukrainians in between these two large economic forces. If anyone out there can articulate exactly what America's reasons for being involved in Ukraine are, absent the desire to capture that market and control the economy, I'd be very interested to hear from them what exactly those interests are.
Very well said. And from what I've experienced, this is where you get World War I, World War II. This is where you get, I mean, all historians are saying that, is when you get disconnected elites that aren't even so much arrogant. I mean, they are arrogant and hubris-filled, but they're disconnected from the ground, like Marie Antoinette let them eat cake in the Bastille, and they push people over the edge because they're so insulated. I mean, John Corzine could make 40-1 bets with other people's money, steal billions, and then not even get in trouble for it. The IRS won't go after billionaires that don't pay taxes. I mean, they really feel insulated because no one has ever stopped them. And I think they have a form of, to be a psychologist, narcissistic megalomania that we see triggering massive empire collapses. And I just hope that other sectors of the establishment who aren't psychopathic or mentally ill get involved to stop the establishment before they completely wreck everything.
My fingers are crossed that you're right, but my concern is that there may not be an immediate way to slow this down, certainly not an immediate way to bring it to a stop. Greed is such a powerful motivator, and these folks have figured out a way that they can pull money out of the lower classes, the 99%, and pull it into their own pockets. People who complain about, well, wealth, income distribution or wealth redistribution is something awful, communism or what have you, don't seem to mind when that redistribution is going up. They only seem to object when it goes down. And this is the situation we're facing here in the United States that, as you mentioned, reminds me far, far too much of what we saw prior to World War I that created that inevitable march into war and the destruction that took place, even while a lot of people profited from it.
I agree with you, and it's just chilling to then see the establishment digging in with all the COG and bunkers and even having the Pentagon put out report after report the last 8-9 years. We could survive a nuclear war. We could start using tactical nukes routinely. You know, nukes are kind of fun. I mean, I've never heard such crazy talk.
The last time I heard the crazy talk was when I watched a movie called Dr. Strangelove. It was made during the Cold War, and it featured people in the military and politicians talking about how they would live in specially prepared bunkers and reproduce to repopulate the Earth. Now, that was allegedly a comedy, a satire, but you're reaching for a point where a certain small number of people, and we use the term 1% as almost a shorthand, are controlling so much that what happens to everyone else is really of little consequence to them. They're interested in capital. And I hesitate to mention that once upon a time in America's history, capital included human beings, slaves, who were owned the same way that you own machines or property or factories and treated with just as much callousness.
That's right. Well, they use NSA fixing systems worldwide now on record to game the stock markets. It's all fake, to never let people get ahead. And then they blame private property and capitalism for this, when this isn't capitalism. It's total, pure monopoly capitalism, vulture capitalism, rigged. It's a totally rigged casino. And since it's rigged, we either remove this system or they're going to end up destroying everyone. And I go back to Dr. Strangelove, where they're talking about, well, sir, you know, we'll have to have a 10-to-1 female-male ratio, and animals will have to be bred and slaughtered. And, of course, Mr. President, we cannot allow a mineshaft gap. And then you learn that Dr. Strangelove, because I've talked to the Kubrick family, his daughter, you know, he got visited by the CIA and stuff over that movie. Like, how did you know all that from his sources? General Jack T. Ripper's Curtis LeMay that wanted to have a nuclear war with the Russians. The Bland Corporation is the Rand Corporation. Plan R was a real Rand Corporation plan saying, let's have a nuclear war. This would be good.
I was tempted to do the imitation of Dr. Strangelove myself, but thank you for
being. Oh, where he grabs his arm and he goes, ah, good. Yeah. Well, you know, that's based on some real people they had advising the Pentagon. I'm telling you, this is so crazy.
You're reaching for a zero point. What you've got now are two lines that used to be out here between the wealthy and powerful and the rest of us that are heading towards a zero point. That zero point, which gratefully is still in the distance right now, is that Strangelovian future, that nuclear exchange, that complete abandonment of concern for all of us. We're not there yet, but I'm afraid that it's out there in our future, out there in the distance, unless we start to speak up, unless we start to push back, unless we start to say that 99% of us are a lot more than you, and you've got the money, but you still don't have us. You can buy our labor, you can buy our homes, but you can't yet buy our souls. And that's something we're going to hold on to, and that's what's going to give us a little bit of chance to stop that zero point from happening.
And they also confuse everything. Like, they parade communists around when people talk about 99%, and then that's being Soros-funded, to then discredit the real movement, pointing out the 99.999% is being gamed. Then they use racism to divide everybody. I mean, it is so scientific. But the elite have to understand, the world they build has blowback. They will never escape the nightmare they're building. I mean, there could be 100 of these people left. They'll start trying to kill each other in one of their, you know, underground bases or whatever, to try to have total control. They'll never put this back in the bottle unless they decide to put it back in the bottle. And I think it's up to us to publicly break with them, call them out, educate people about how the world really works. And I think there's a human instinct to survival, and I hope sane minds prevail, but you know, it might not be off in the distance. I mean, if they start attacking Russian interest, the Russians might actually do something or pour in with heavy armor. And then if NATO attacks that with overwhelming force, the Russian doctrine is to use nuclear weapons. And so do you tell the Russians, go ahead and just let the West attack you and just give up Ukraine? The problem is then they'll be inside Russia next, or they'll attack in Georgia, or they'll attack in Poland. And where do these NATO generals think they're going to be if they do this?
You're back. It's like you woke up and you're back to the future, and it's 1985 once again. Going back to my earlier point, you cannot back your opponent into a corner and expect him to do anything other than to lash out. And while the Russians certainly have a formidable military, they've got a lot of other things that can be effective as well. The Russians control an extraordinary amount of the energy, natural gas and oil, that fuels Western Europe. If they were to raise prices, cut off access, restrict the flow, that could have dramatic effects.
Well, the Russians have got sleeper cells in the West. Everybody knows it, with nuclear weapons. And I know the West has that too. I mean, this is going to be hell on earth. A 5-man commando team, sleeper cell, without a nuke can kill thousands of people in one day, shut a city down. And all the anti-terror training, fear training that the globalists have put into the American people has turned the public into a bunch of pansies. If we get hit by real terror, people are going to go into jellyfish mode.
Look what's happened now, 13 years later, over one terrible day of tragedy. We haven't recovered from that. We went off and killed more Americans in Iraq and more Americans in Afghanistan than died on that tragic day on 9/11. And yet we only focus back on that. We only turn around and say, that's the event that has controlled the United
States.
That's
why we have to kill all our freedom and give the elites all the power, because of a group they're publicly funding to attack Syria right now. It's total fraud. Sir, I want to thank you for the time. WeMeantWell.com. And we're going to have you back on very soon to get into your new book. And briefly, tell us about that.
Alex, the book covers a lot of these same themes that we've been talking about here at the end of the interview. The story, it's called The Ghosts of Tom Joad, a story of the 99%. And it's fiction, but very lightly glazed fiction, if you will. It's all based on true experiences. I worked at 53 years old in the minimum wage economy. I spent some time living in my car. I traveled throughout the Rust Belt of the Midwest. I just got back from Oklahoma to take a look at things out there. And what I discovered was a core of America that's being abandoned.
Oh, it looks like it's been bombed. It looks worse than third world countries. I drive around areas in Texas that were beautiful 20 years ago. It looks like a war zone. And, again, here you are at the State Department. You leave because you told the truth, and now you're experiencing it. We're going to have you back on that subject in the next few weeks. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Wow, that was a powerful interview. That guy knows what he's talking about. And, you know, I just hope this can all be reversed, because I don't think nuclear war is out in the distance. I think it's 24 hours away, potentially, or a year away, or 10 years away. The point is, it needs to stop. I mean, just because the bankers and Goldman Sachs can rig everything and steal all the money and have the government and the Federal Reserve tell us it's our job to prop it up, doesn't mean we have to go along with it. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play the video, Fed Chair Unsure of Capitalism or Oligarchy Runs the U.S. I mean, this is the level we've gotten at, where Obama says it's an elected government in Ukraine. It's not. And that you didn't build your business, and that raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt ceiling, and that... And the Fed head says, I don't know if we're an oligarchy. An oligarchy, by the way, is a group that runs a system, but it's a dictatorship of a group. We can give you the actual definition. Why don't we pull up the definition of oligarchy for folks? I just gave you the lay definition. But these people are bringing us into crazy town. It's the Greek meaning oligarchy. Few is a form of power structure in which power effectively rests with a small number of people. Those people could be distinguished by royalty, wealth, family ties, education, corporate or military control. Such states are often controlled by a few prominent families, typically pass their influence from one generation to the next. But inheritance is not necessarily a condition for the form and application of this term. There you go. It is known as a tyranny in the Greek. Now, I mean, is Obama going to say that Kim Jong-un is duly elected? Because he's as duly elected in North Korea. I mean, it's like Obama saying North Korean dictator is elected. I mean, what does it say when the president of the United States gets up on television and says the Ukrainian government's duly elected and the whore media doesn't cover it? By the way, folks, please remember that it's absolutely essential to spread the word about the broadcast and to support our local AM and FM affiliates by spreading the word and supporting their local sponsors. If you hear a car dealership or a restaurant advertised on this show or this station, you need to support them and let the station know why you're doing that. We're getting a lot of affiliates because you are supporting them and they're getting good response and they're big listenerships. So Freedom is popular. This show is hardcore. And the fact that it's on over 160-plus stations around the country, from Boston, I mean, they're freaking out about that, and D.C., and I mean, the media, there's news articles this last week freaking out that we're on these big stations around the country. The truth is coming out. So become a sponsor, not just at the national level, the local stations as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, folks, we are back live, and you know what the globalists want.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your thoughts, your fears.
Now, the globalists want it all. Remember, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, where you can find incredible, high-quality, non-GMO, storable foods and many other preparedness items, 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, and great customer service. Also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that you can find a lot of great pro-gun t-shirts, pro-liberty, survival, great storable seeds of the highest quality, Made in America apparel, great, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And it is your continued support of the great products on the site that funds our operation. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, let's get to this clip, and I'm going to cover this more in the next hour after Bruce Fine leaves us. He'll be with us about 30-40 minutes on the attack on free speech, and I've got a folder on that news we're going to be going over here to kind of give you a full wide spectrum of what's happening. You heard the head of the FCC come out and said that they want to censor Drudge and everybody else. I mean, this is really happening. The end of net neutrality, you name it. Bruce Fine, the guy that ended the Fairness Doctrine, joining us, top lawyer. But before we go any further, let's get to this Fed chair, unsure if capitalism or oligarchy describes the U.S. Yeah, it's not capitalism. This is in a Senate hearing with Bernie Sanders. It is a fascist model using socialism to control us at the grassroots, with the elites exempt, with basically diplomatic immunity from everything. A breakaway civilization. Let's go to this powerful clip.
Chip, in the U.S. today, the top 1% own about 38% of the financial wealth of America. The bottom 60% own 2.3%. One family, the Walton family, is worth over $140 billion. That's more wealth than the bottom 40% of the American people. In recent years, we have seen a huge increase in the number of millionaires and billionaires, while we continue to have the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world. Despite this, as many of my Republican friends talk about, the oppressive Obama economic policies, in the last year, Charles and David Koch struggled under these policies, and their wealth increased by $12 billion in 1 year, despite the oppressive Obama economic policies. In terms of income,
that's right. Obama works for the ultra rich.
Of new income generated in this country in the last year went to the top 1%.
Walmart tells their people to go on welfare.
Which I've just introduced into the record by two professors from Princeton University, Professor Martin Gillens and Northwestern University Professor Benjamin Page, basically suggest that while historically we have considered our society to be a capitalist democracy, we may now have entered into a phase where we are an oligarchic form of society. In your judgment, given the enormous power held by the billionaire class and their political representatives, are we still a capitalist democracy, or have we gone over into an oligarchic form of society in which incredible economic and political power now rests with the billionaire class?
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me. And I think for the same reason that you're concerned about them, they can shape the determine the ability of different groups.
All right, we're going to hit pause and come back and finish it. But I'm going to explain what's going on here. The ultra-rich know this. They're going to destroy the middle class, give our money to the poor people. You understand? I'm going to explain why.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, who has given tens of trillions of dollars to private banking families, they've got Bernie Sanders, the socialist, targeting the Walmart family, which has made most of their wealth with Chinese slave goods and with undercutting markets and with telling their employees to go get on welfare. So, I mean, they're not free market. Very predatory. A product of NAFTA. Yeah, they've got $140 billion between about seven people. Like one of them's worth like 60 billion smackers. And when they're not out, you know, dying in ultralight crashes, you know, they're busy manipulating our lives, funding both parties. You got the Koch brothers that funded Bill Clinton and the Republicans. But those are the classic boogeymen. It's not that I'm saying they're good. It's just that that's all you ever hear about. What about the Rockefellers? What about the Rothschilds that control trillions? But she says, oh, I'm very concerned about the inequality. And I can't say if we're an oligarchy or not. As if she isn't at the top of the pyramid of the managerial system that's doing all this. And they're passing things to raise taxes on people making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, telling poor people that's a rich person to extinct the middle class that's the ladder up to wealth, which is the classic political action of any authoritarian regime. They're going to use the inequality they've created to fully gut capitalism. What they've set up is a capitalism. And her and Sanders are up there playing the status game and the class envy game. Hey, you go to countries that are socialist, they're totally poor and hellish, folks, where people are lazy and aimless, like France. And it's all collapsing into eugenics. It's a plan. Socialism is a tool of fascism. National socialists were really fascist. They teach socialism and fascism two different things. No, they're not. It's all different flavors of cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Let's go back to her amazing response to Sanders. And we are an oligarchy, and they are setting up a police state. And they're going to manage everybody and forcibly take the wealth because it's a tool of control. And they're going to give it short-term to the welfare class. Because they're the big corporate whore welfare class that want to secure their ill-gotten gains, and they're going to use poverty and 2 plus 2 equals 5 dumbed-down population to get it done. Let's go to the clip.
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me, and I think for the same reason that you're concerned about them, they can shape the determine the ability of different groups to participate equally in a democracy and have grave effects on social stability over time. And so I don't know what to call our system or how to, I prefer not to give labels, but there's no question that we've had a trend toward growing inequality, and I personally find it a very worrisome trend that deserves the attention of policymakers.
Thank you. I mean, I think the point that the professors are making and others have made is that there comes a point where the billionaire class has so much political power, where the Koch brothers are now, because of Citizens United, able to buy and sell politicians. They have so much political power. At what point is that reversible? And that is a great concern.
So there you go. Full clip up on Infowars.com with CNSNews.com that first grabbed that clip. So good job on that. We're going to come back. We're going to get Bruce Fein on, constitutional lawyer, the man who killed the Fairness Doctrine more than anybody. He brought forward as the deputy commissioner of the FCC. And we've got the new head of the FCC saying that this is all basically a takeover that's happening. It's only one small part of the attack on free speech. How do we defend against this? Straight ahead with Bruce Fein. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And don't forget the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights. And I'll be back this Sunday as well, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're the hardest working folks in media because we know it's about the fight for liberty.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, you, well, he's the author of American Empire Before the Fall, his latest book. Bruce Fein doesn't toot his horn, but we need to understand that, A, you can be effective, you can change things. because we have justice and free speech on our side. The moral high ground was back in the 80s as the General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission under President Ronald Reagan and the Deputy Attorney General, Associate Deputy Attorney General, as well, he was able to craft the First Amendment case and get Congress and the government to get rid of the Fairness Doctrine that was properly Orwellianly named, like the Patriot Act and so many other things, or the Affordable Care Act that increases the cost of health care and wrecks it. It's the opposite of that. But again, this is the age of 1984 where Obama says that the Ukrainian government is duly elected. That's like saying Kim Jong-un is duly elected, or you can raise the debt ceiling and it doesn't raise the debt, or if you have a business, you didn't build that. Or the Benghazi documents that came out last week aren't about Benghazi. I mean, this is the 1984 world, but no one's watching MSNBC. Their normal shows have 100,000, top show half a million. That's nothing. We have more than that every 30 minutes here. 3 million a day. And we're not even in the top five talk show hosts. We're in the top 10. So understand, they're not going to let us continue to operate with a free open internet. They're coming in with net neutrality killers. They're coming in with this new office that got scrapped earlier this year but brought back to go inspect all media to see if it's racist. That's out of the White House. You got the FCC being, I guess, told by Obama and moving in the direction to apply SEC finance rules. And the head of the, and then we're going to our guest, the head of the FCC rightfully came out and said, I'm really concerned about what's being called for here. So we're not saying they're all bad. It's different people. It's like Bruce Fein was in the FCC, and he was a good guy. He's saying, look, this will affect Drudge and other libertarian or conservative media. They're going to apply it. And that's what they've been calling for, is not, you know, if I'm pro-gun, they'll say, well, that's a Republican policy, so you can't have your radio show. We're going to shut you up. Well, that's asinine. But before 1987, when Bruce Fein got rid of it, I couldn't have this show. So they're trying to bring us back to the past and a new electronic Berlin Wall or Dark Age, Iron Curtain. Bruce, constitutional lawyer, thank you for joining us today. As you're talking, I'm going to be showing a whole stack of news dealing with this, but there's so many attacks, but even mainstream news is saying this is about oligarchs in old media wanting to shut down their competition. But I think it's too late. I mean, even if they shut us down or try, they're already been so discredited by saying 2 + 2 = 5 that I don't think you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. What do you say, sir?
No, I think that's true. And I feel compelled to just interject this with your recitation of all the Orwellian statements by President Obama, because you omitted one that was dear to my heart since I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Paul Revere's ride emanated. You know, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. And you may recall in his speech where he announced sort of some cosmetic diminishing of the NSA's surveillance of all Americans, he attempted to liken Paul Revere as the precursor of the National Security Agency.
Oh, he said that. He said, yeah.
He said, wow, you talk about Orwellian. He didn't understand that Paul Revere was spying on the British as a citizen and was alerting the people to the government danger. He wasn't the government spying on the citizens. But that sort of is the high watermark of the Obama dissimulation about reality. But let's go back to the issue that you'd raised, Alex, about the Fairness Doctrine and trying to get the government to police the communications elements of our democratic dispensation. Now, I was able to get the FCC to revoke the Fairness Doctrine. It wasn't the Congress did it. We did it on our own because it basically chilled the expression of any speech that's viewed as controversial. And basically, speech that's worth having is controversial. You know, you don't need speech to utter bromides. And after we had revoked it, there were efforts in the Congress, in fact, to reinstate it that President Reagan vetoed, and the veto was upheld.
Sure, just to be clear, I was going back to just vague memories of the research of that I knew there were some hearings against it that you, I think, were part of, and then later they tried to bring it back. The point is that battle's been going on for a while.
Yes, that's true. And then they had what was called the Flush the Rush campaign, where their women's groups were trying to reinstate excuse me, my cough, reinstate the fairness doctrine.
Outrageous.
In order to drive conservative talk radio off of the airwaves. And what's being flirted with now, the Federal Election Commission, is to remove what is now, I think, a First Amendment compelled exemption from financial disclosure, financial expenditure laws, and political campaigns, so that right now, for instance, if you're the New York Times, you can editorialize in favor against particular candidates. You can slant your reporting in favor against it. It can be worth tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and you don't have to report that as a contribution. You know, it's not limited by any ceiling. There's no particular obligation to explain how the money was used to write the editorial or whatever. And that those First Amendment exemptions that are thought implicit in the finance campaign laws now are thought, well, really, or should we keep those exemptions for Drudge Report or from Hannity or maybe even persons like you, Alex, if you're being too pointed in favoring one candidate or political persuasion over another, maybe those ought to be viewed as political contributions and regulated like a regular monetary donation. And that's what's really frightening if that ever came into play.
Well, I mean, they're arresting governors for crooked toenails because they're politically involved, they're Republican. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. Imagine if Michael Moore was arrested. I mean, the IRS is already persecuting 10% of the Tea Party if you give money. They're telling the military, don't be part of the Tea Party, you'll be court-martialed. I mean, this is real draconian attempts to chill free speech. It's outrageous criminality in my view.
Well, I think what we may need to bring some lawsuits, they're called declaratory judgments, in order to get First Amendment protection from the courts before, you know, the Orwellian censorship starts to intervene here. But there's no doubt that's what the liberal crowd thinks, that they know how to prescribe, you know, what's decent and what's fair over the airwaves, and basically that means becoming an echo chamber of them. Now, it was very interesting, I thought, that several weeks ago, former Associate Justice John Paul Stevens was interviewed with regard to his recommendation that various amendments be passed to overcome the Citizens United decision, giving freedom of corporations and labor unions and organizations in general to spend limitless amounts of money on their own to exercise free speech, which we should applaud. We should applaud people who want to spend more on political speech than selling shaving cream or cosmetics. I think that's more healthy for society. And in his proposal, he was asked, well, how would that work with regard to the media and newspapers? You know, would they not be able to, under this amendment, to editorialize in favor against candidates? And he was puzzled. He said, well, hadn't thought about that. You know, maybe he's got to rethink, you know, some of his draconian efforts to have government circumscribe freedom of speech. But I think that's indicative of the liberal viewpoint. You know, money is bad unless it supports your particular view, and then money is fine. But that's not supposed to work. In a liberal society, you get people who seek to persuade, and they exert their own efforts in single or in combination, and let the people decide based upon the argument, not based upon government putting their thumb on one side of speech as opposed to another.
My issue is, when you have sensational levels of tyranny and power grabbing going on, we've gotten slowly basted over time into accepting it and kind of gotten a normalcy bias or a mass Stockholm syndrome. And I think it's important to somehow make a big noise so that people understand what we're facing. I mean, you were successful convincing people inside the FCC to change this. There was some pressure in Congress. Now there's a big move back into it as Congress feels the heat and as MSNBC admits they have basically no viewers. What do you in your gut think is going to happen, A, and then B, what can we do to counter all this?
Well, first, you know, what can you do to counter it? There are ways in which you can force, you can petition an agency on your own to adopt a rule or to revoke a rule. And there are, under the Administrative Procedure Act, each agency has rules that prescribe how you undertake this. But the way we stop it is say right into these agencies, right into members of Congress, this is an outrage. You want freedom of speech to remain uncensored from any government warping, any government distortions. And that if this, if they don't take action to ensure the openness and freedom of speech here, they'll lose their vote at the next election. We all have First Amendment rights that need protected, just like we have Fourth Amendment rights that were disclosed being trampled on by Edward Snowden. And if they don't have the courage to protect them, they'll find somebody else who will, at the voting booth. And also, you know, it's worthwhile thinking of bringing, a declaratory judgment action and, you know, with regard perhaps even to a class action, worried that they're not going to hear unfiltered, uncensored speech, and seeking to enjoin these agencies from moving forward, depending upon how far down they are in the rulemaking process.
Do you think they'll be successful?
Right now, I think it would be difficult because, you know, the Republicans still control the House, and it would be very difficult, in my mind, for any of these agencies to act quickly enough, given the requirements of process before November. And at that point, if the Republicans can obtain control of the Senate, I think we have a veto over any of these agency adventurism leaps into regulating speech. But I don't know, who knows what will happen in November on the Senate side. It's still very dicey.
What's crazy for me is that they were ever able to get away with the Fairness Doctrine to begin with. I know you know the history better than most. Where did it come from? How did they ever sneak an openly anti-First Amendment monstrosity in?
Well, the Fairness Doctrine emerged by the FCC. It wasn't a statutory child in the late 1940s. And it was at the early stages, Alex, of radio and television. And the politicians, you know, they were very worried that if they maybe angered radio or TV, that they could be completely destroyed at the next election. And it was that fear, because it was such a novel media vehicle, that made, I think, the Congress, stay back and not push or try to revoke what the FCC had done. But that's what it was. It was, well, we don't know how far the media, the radio and television could change electoral results. Therefore, let's keep a government thumb on what these people do. And then the first time when it became a focus of Congress was with the presidential debates in 1960 with Kennedy and Nixon, where you recall there was an issue. Well, how can you have the debates on and satisfy Fairness Doctrine because you're only having two candidates, not all the candidates? And so Congress passed a special statute that enabled the two leading presidential candidates to debate without violating fairness. And then it's right in there. It says, and nothing, however, in this statute shall be construed to override the FCC's Fairness Doctrine outside the presidential debate category. And I think at that time, too, the Congress was worried still in 1960 that the media would have sufficient power outside of their control that to give them a complete leash would be too dangerous. And so they wanted to have something around the throat of the media that would make certain they wouldn't be too critical of the incumbent. And that was what was going on.
Sure. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine joins us right now. We've got about 8 minutes, 6 minutes left with him. I mean, you're a smart guy. You advise Congress, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, you name it. In your gut, knowing how the media works, being in the FCC, watching Washington, I just don't see how they can stop a renaissance of new media, but it's almost like the immovable object coming in contact with an irresistible force. They need to shut us down or curtail us, or we will extinct them by nature of free market ideas. But at the same time, they still have the regulatory control and the hoarded bureaucratic money and so many things at their disposal. It's like two runaway trains going at each other. What does your gut tell you is coming in the media landscape? I want you to think about that while I play this short clip of Obama at last weekend's correspondence dinner, making a joke, kind of like whistling past the graveyard politically, about the death of establishment fascist media posing as liberal, a.k.a. MSNBC.
MSNBC is here. They're a little overwhelmed. They've never seen an audience this big before. But look, everybody is trying to keep up with this incredibly fast-changing landscape.
And I'll tell you how they're doing it. They're doing it with government product propaganda placement, behavior placement is what they call it, with hundreds of millions of dollars a year spent in funding propaganda inside of TV shows, dramas, movies. That's where the real brainwashing is going. So how do they get away with saying, let's get rid of talk radio or Matt Drudge? But at the same time, government agencies are everywhere funding the view of the government through entertainment.
Yeah. Well, that's the nature of political power. It's not even-handed. Indeed, the original, the Fairness Doctrine was openly boasted by then-Democratic Chairman Larry O'Brien in the 60s as a way to get so-called right-wing religious broadcasters off the airwaves. He was referring, I think, to Carl McIntyre at the time. So it was openly was used as a political instrument. That's what politicians do with power, use it to advance their particular persuasion at the expense of freedom and the decision in the American people to decide one way or the other. Now, you said, what's in the future? It typically, in the regulatory arena, Alex, you know, the technology is going to outfox the regulators. You know, there'll be so many alternate media vehicles, you know, that comes every cycle, becomes shorter and shorter. When they have new ways to deliver the message in the media, I don't think that the law will be able to, you know, to catch up with. And in some ways, that happened to the Fairness Doctrine, too. It never did apply to cable. You know, it never did apply to satellite. It was limited to the over-the-air broadcasting. And that's when it began in 1948. And my view is this is sort of fortunate that the regulators are too slow-footed. They're too glacial-footed in order to keep up with the technology, and that will enable us to minimize the amount of damage they're able to do through the regulatory process.
And I'm not endorsing the censorship, but that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. So many times innovation comes, as you know, from the attempt to censor or block people. Yeah. It forces us to adapt and overcome.
That is absolutely correct. And I say we're more nimble than the regulators. I say I've been in government, and lead-footed is a euphemism for how slow the bureaucracy turns and how backward they are. Even one of the issues right now with regard to the NSA surveillance, you know, they're using computers and technology that's 15 years old. They wouldn't need to keep all this metadata in their own computers if they'd use something that was available on the market. But they're still living in the past, and that's the NSA. So, say, in some sense, that's a saving feature, if you will, of how slow and backward government is.
If the pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-human empowerment movement is one team, and the control freaks, the socialists, the gang members, the, you know, the thugs of history, the king rats are the other team, where are we in the Super Bowl game right now? I mean, I see a huge awakening happening, a lot of great things happening, but I see government and monopoly capitalist groups teaming up together to try to make the public dependent. And to try to dumb down the culture, a.k.a. Common Core, to have an end game where we're as dumb and slow as they are, and so they finally win.
Well, I think, Alex, we are in peril because our whole political culture is so-called dumbed down. And it's not just, you know, entertainment. It's the schools. If it was just Common Core and not the general degradation of learning, literacy, reading, critical thinking, no, I'd rejoice. But it's far more pervasive. It's the culture itself celebrates Honey Boo Boo and not people who read and think. And that's got to change if we're going to remain a republic. You cannot run a democratic dispensation unless the people are alert, intelligent, and vigilant over government abuses. If we're like sheep, we get wolves in government. And that's got it. We have to change the entire milieu of our educational system, our entire standards for who youth should be idolizing. And it's not those who are on American Idol. It's on those who have moral philosophy and stature. If we're going to turn this around before we fall off the empire cliff.
Very well said. I know you've got a couple books out. I've read your latest. I guess people can go to Amazon to find that or just Google your name, Bruce Fine. What's the best website for people to visit if they want to be able to contact you?
Well, I'm right now, I'm building a new website, but if they go to Bruce Fine & Associates, Inc. In the Google, that's the fastest way to get to me, you know, my law firm and speaking and whatever. I'm building a totally new website, refashioning, rebranding Bruce Fine, so I hope in another 30 days it'll be easier, more consumer-friendly than right now.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you spending it with us.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Have a good day.
All right. There he goes. And again, that's an example of how government can be a tool for good. Someone who's moral going and saying, look, this violates the First Amendment. We got to get rid of this. And he took a stand. And more people in the system need to do that because we're under corporate governance now. Corporations run government. And then they're busy demonizing corporations in general so they can shut down all the businesses and companies they don't control. I mean, it's just public illiteracy about street smarts, social IQ, everything is in the toilet. We have to honor trailblazers and people that are honorable and inventors. That's what will make us great again, not all these sports icons. I mean, that's why we're so screwed up, folks. We honor stuff that doesn't matter.
We're on the march.
Got a powerful video coming up.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We got Russian aircraft carriers sailing into the English Channel. They're doing a Topol M nuke launch drills, firing test missiles, hitting their targets. The Russians are saying if anybody attacks any more Russian interests, they're going to go to war with those weapons. That's in the Associated Press. I think that's a pretty darn big deal. Absolutely amazing. I want to get into what's really happening with the economy. I want to get into some other breaking news up at Infowars.com here in just a few minutes. But first off, we had Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, a clip we played where she was being grilled, if you could call it that, by Bernie Sanders in the Senate about the oligarchy and how we have a ruling financial elite controlling things. But there he was talking to the head manager for the private banking oligarchy that makes the Waltons, who are parasitic at many levels and part of the system, look poor. You know, scapegoat the Waltons, bring up the Koch brothers because they're little fishies. The Waltons are pretty big fish, but the Kochs are small fish compared to the Waltons. They fund both sides. They're globalist. But the whole point is that, oh, the Federal Reserve agrees with you. We might be an oligarchy because of the Koch brothers. And they're, you know, $20 billion or whatever, instead of the trillions of the New World Order and what the Federal Reserve's doing, giving tens of trillions every year to the globalists and the Chinese government buying up our debt and how we've been signed on to $1.5 quadrillion. The plan is for a technological elite to control things with dumbed-down city-states being imploded, and then any country that doesn't finally go into the New World Order to be attacked by high-tech Air Force systems. This was written almost 100 years ago by H.G. Wells and Things to Come. A film was made out of it. And they describe how you will accept the New World Order or you will be killed. And H.G. Wells wrote a nonfiction book, The New World Order, describing their plan. So if you want to know what it is, look at it, because the world we're pretty much living in is the incremental implementation of this plan. And we've held it back a lot. The globalists aren't invincible. They don't control everything. They want to control everything. They want to manipulate the whole stock market. They want to run your life. They want to say your kids belong to them. And this is the way they've branded the nation state as thugs, as scum, as Texas is its own country, and a bunch of redneck gun owners who don't want to be slaves. And that's barbarous and that's bad because they're the scientist. They're the CIA officer, Anderson Cooper, and they're going to go shoot blue screen stuff at Sandy Hook, as he got caught doing. We don't know what's fake. We just know it's fake. And sit up there genteelly and disarm everyone while they're armed to the teeth and have armed bodyguards. The UN's going to have the weapons. You're not going to have the weapons under 7277 State Department Memorandum. This whole plan. I mean, I've got an article here. Again, it's back on the news today. Chinese militarized police to patrol Paris. That's in the 7277. That the Chinese military will occupy the world after the global collapse that's engineered. After the nuclear war with Russia. They're done. They've shut us down. They've gotten rid of our jobs. They're shutting our power plants off. We're being shut up. And Skousen says it's the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, the Anglo-American establishment, the Russian crime syndicate, the Chinese crime syndicate. Well, the Chinese are double-dealing, but they're deep in bed with David Rockefeller. Rockefeller got the deal to get Chiang Kai-shek thrown out to put Mao in, and I believe that unison is much closer. They're using up the Chinese people as the slaves to leverage out all the jobs, to destroy the Western economy, and to just totally exterminate the Chinese while they're at it with one-child policies and the suicide nets and the mass extermination vans. I mean, I'm saying real things here. Mass suicide, nets, forced drugging, forced abortion, Falun Gong being executed, execution vans to cut the guts out on the way to the airport to ship it to Japan, where rich Americans go. I mean, this is off the chart. The way they treat the Chinese, they're going to treat us. You're absolute dirt garbage to them. And they basically nerve gas you with this vicious, dead culture to turn you into gibbering trendies who know about twerking but don't know about the economy or currency devaluation. A nation of partying idiots who has no idea their destruction has been prepared. Cancer viruses that bond in the RNA into your DNA and plaques that activate when hormone levels lower around the time that you're supposed to leave work and to kill you at 65. Some people, though, it retrogrades and they get cancer at 15. I mean, this is all public, murdering you and your family. But you'll die 20 years later. You don't know what killed you. They don't shoot you in the back of the head like the Nazis because you know they're wearing black uniforms and got skulls on their hats. They come going, ah, liberal, oh, let me help you. Like the villain from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Oh, liberal, ah, oh. I mean, they're just psycho power goblin, folks. They know what they're doing. They're coming. They're not playing games. They've almost got the world under their control. When they get done with the Russians, they're going to get ready with everybody else. They hate Americans 10 times more than they hate the Russians. They already put Lenin in there to gut the Russians and slaughter them by the tens of millions. And Stalin, the globalists put them in. They put Mao in. And they put the Federal Reserve in. And they've been slowly waging war and siege against America and our values and our property and everything. And they've almost got us. They think we're ready. They think we're done. And every FBI agent, every police officer, every CIA guy, every minion, every bureaucrat, every banker that serves this system consciously, every lazy person that laughs at this and laughs at me in public, and that happens sometimes. You are fools. I've told you the truth. There's a universal law that you be warned. That's the only reason I've been allowed to live. I know that now. I'm here. The globalists have left me alone because they understand the universal rule that they have to be invited in by you. You have to have heard the truth, and you have to turn your back on it, and then they can have you. You lay down with a bunch of wolves, you're going to get chewed up. And the wolves are obvious, folks. They are snarling and have devoured hundreds of millions of people. 262 million killed by government last century. Innocent non-combatants. And you think they just want you to have a fat, lazy, trendy lifestyle? That's only being done till they break your kids down. And then all hell's going to break loose. You're going to lose the prosperity. You're going to lose everything. And you know it's true. You smart out there. You're not really dumb. You've been made experts on mindlessness and chemically stunned. You can come out of it. You can admit what's going on. It's not like it's a bunch of work you got to do. It's fun to fight tyranny. Now, this piece was called John Cabell versus Alex Jones from the Operation Paul Revere contest a year and a half ago. But really, it should be called the New World Order versus the Nation State versus the Individual. Or the New World Order versus the Nation State. Because once they take it down, it's not that it's even perfect, but it's old forms. You're now wide open, folks, immobilized, where the global spiders can take their time sucking your soul, dominating you, planting their flag on you and your family, destroying your seed forever. Just like at the end of the book in Last of the Mohicans, when the bad guy says, you know, to the other Native American, he goes, I'm going to kill you and kill your seed. And he tells the European, I'm going to kill you and your children and kill your seed. I'm going to scorch your earth. I'm going to salt your earth. I'm going to take everything down. Desolation. And that's the spirit of the globalists. It's just raw murder, raw power, raw evil. Look at history. Our government, illegitimate, put Mao Zedong in to kill 84 million Chinese. That's the Chinese government's own numbers. 84 mil. Imagine if I said 84 million 84 million times. It would take years. How many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is 84 mil? And the globalists go, oh, terrorists killed us. Give your rights up. Oh, your children, we love you. Oh, yeah, they love you all right. You going to let them do this? Because you're signing your own death warrant. Every one of you that works for the system is delusional. You sign on to the science team of the New World Order to secure the earth, stabilize populations, a reasonable plan. Humans are like a parasite. We're scientific and know they have to be removed. You're going to be removed. Be honest, like Dr. Pianki at UT that says when the airborne Ebola is released to kill 90% of the population, he's ready for him and his family to die. They're not even worthy to live. At least he has been let in on the full plan and flies to England and everywhere to meet with royalty. And they go, you're so good, you're ready to die for us? Yes, I'm ready to die for you. Oh, good, Dr. Pianki. Trendy. Maybe we can find the villain after this clip from Claudia with a Chance of Meatballs, too. Who symbolizes DARPA, who gets all the research, all the data from everybody, brings it in, compartmentalizes it, controls everyone, and wants to harvest the life forms of the earth to feed itself while claiming it's for the environment. Oh, it's for the earth, environmentally sensitive. Murder everyone immediately. You know. They said, sir, Lenin, we're killing entire families, entire villages. How many more do you want? It's just, I want more people dead. I want blood. I need blood. So let's go ahead and go to this report. And I think it illustrates it all, illustrating myself between Piers Morgan, where he represents the globalist, I represent the nation state that's not perfect, but at least is human. Let's go to it.
For some time, when listening to the passionate, grainy voice of Alex Jones, railing against the growing shadow of a totalitarian New World Order, there's been a growing feeling of deja vu. Somewhere in the memory hole, there was a strikingly similar attitude, an almost theatrical, raspy, rapid-fire voice heard in a nearly forgotten sci-fi film from the mid-1930s. It wasn't until watching the gun control debate between Alex and the imperious, insufferable Piers Morgan that the pieces fell together. The film featuring a distorted Alex Jones prototype was Things to Come, based on the science fiction novel by futurist H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come. Since Wells is often credited with coining the term New World Order, and Alex Jones is the leading pop culture opponent of the New World Order, the two men have, in a sense, already met. From Things to Come, a grainy old movie that had long ago fallen into the public domain, rise the images of a flawed but passionate nationalist resistor known as the Chief, and the pompous, imperious elitist by the unsubtle name of John Cabal. John Cabal heads a new technocratic proto-world government, and the Chief runs the last nation-state. In parallel, Piers Morgan represents a powerful, elitist world propaganda empire, while Alex Jones is the tip of the spear of a grassroots nationalist new media. Cabal and the Chief fight a hot war, while Morgan and Jones fight a world info war. Sadly, no really high-quality prints of Things to Come exist. But the film is one of the most important movies to come out of pre-World War II England, not because it is a particularly good film, but because it is such an amazing New World Order blueprint, a frontal assault on the idea of sovereign nations, religion, liberty, and individual ambition. It is also amazing because it has some of the greatest talent and most lavish production values available at the time applied to its production. Perhaps it is not a great film as cinema because its makers were true believers, too close and too sympathetic to its propaganda messaging to be objective about the film as art. In short, Things to Come is the story of a transition through war from a world of individual nation states to a futuristic vision of a world run by a technocratic class whose focus is spreading an elite core of humanity to the stars rather than being particularly concerned with the petty needs and rights of individuals. The action takes place in the near future, 1940, an intermediate future, 1970, and a distant future, 2036. In a representative community aptly dubbed Every Town, Things to Come embodies, it really reeks of the truism that socialist elitists love humanity but hate people. That certainly sums up the mindset of the main character of Things to Come, John Cabal, and of course his spiritual heir, Piers Morgan. As a direct result of decades of devastating war, Every Town is eventually taken over by a warlord gangster capitalist named The Chief. After becoming disillusioned with the existing order and the conflict inherent in free societies, we now see the middle-aged version of John Cabal as a kind of a visitor from space, actually a subterranean headquarters in, of all places, oil-rich Iraq. Cabal is back in Every Town to lay down the law to the Chief that the days of the nation-state, private enterprise, and self-interest are over. Cabal has been busy organizing the New World Order using science, I guess very much like Nazi Germany, to build an irresistible futuristic air fleet and demands that the Chief relent. In other words, surrender or else. The or else is the so-called gas of peace, dropped from Cabal's massive bombers, which is supposed to knock opponents out. Strangely, it winds up being fatal to only one person, the gun-toting Chief, while the rest of the rabble seem
to have...
We're
going to go to break and come back with more of it, but it's 18 minutes long. We'll post the full video tonight to InfoWars.com. Notice the gas of peace is in eco-science, where the White House science are. It's called fluoride, and it teaches you to have a lower IQ, lower fertility, and to be an idiot. And they brag they did it on purpose. So enjoy. Drink up, folks. Take your shots.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze-dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman.
Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. By the way, folks, I got a bunch of family stuff I got to take care of tomorrow. I may be here doing the show live. I may not. Probably will be David Knight. But we have the author of The Color Purple and so much more scheduled to join us, who said in the British media she's a listener. And so we're going to be honored to have her on. I'll be calling in or Skyping in regardless when she's on the show tomorrow, whether I'm here or not, the Friday show. That is going to be a big interview, and I think important. And then, of course, I'll be live this Sunday. I'm scheduled to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. There's a nightly news, 7 o'clock every night. It's really important to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. 11 people can use your $5.95 a month membership. That pays for the bandwidth, the cameras, and the reporters. So please become a member, or if you are a member, share your membership today. Where a lot of people are joining. It's really helping us. I want to thank you all. PrisonPlanet.tv is really exploding. So thank you all for your support. PrisonPlanet.tv, tip of the spear of real independent media with our great reporters. This is an 18-minute video. I'm going to upload it to the Alex Jones channel, maybe with a clip of me introducing it earlier because it really breaks things down. But you can find it online, John Cabal versus Alex Jones as archetypes. Now let's show part of their confrontation going out of this hour. Then I'll do some overdrive and hit that economic news. Here it is.
To build an irresistible futuristic air fleet and demands that the chief relent. In other words, surrender or else. The or else is the so-called gas of peace, dropped from Cabal's massive bombers, which is supposed Prozac. To knock opponents out. Strangely, it winds up being fatal to only one person, the gun-toting chief, while the rest of the rabble seem to have a zombie-like smile on their face. It's actually logical that they chose Raymond Massey to play Cabal, who also played Abe Lincoln and John Brown, all dour fanatics with a messianic complex and a determination to bend the world to their own view, regardless of the human toll. The chief responds to Cabal's ultimatum by taking him prisoner, but not before a heated confrontation between the two world views.
The first thing we shall want is to get our planes in the air again.
Right. A laudable ambition.
But our new order has an objection to private airplanes.
The impudence.
I'm not talking about private airplanes. Our airplanes are public airplanes. This is an independent sovereign state at war. I know nothing about any old order. I'm the chief here, and I'm not taking any orders, old or new, from you.
Suppose I've walked into trouble.
Yeah, you can take that as right.
We have some hundreds of new type planes, and we're building more, fast. The factories are working again. We're gradually restoring order and trade in the whole Mediterranean area. We're scouting this region now to see how things are.
You found out. This is an independent sovereign state.
Yes, we must talk about that.
We don't discuss it.
We don't approve of independent sovereign states.
You don't approve?
We mean to stop them.
That's war.
If you will.
Well, I think we know how we stand. Burton, take this man. If he gives you any trouble, club him. You hear that, Mr. Wings over your wits?
My friends know my whereabouts.
All right, that's good.
If I don't come back.
Now, the point is, the globalists go overthrow countries to put Al-Qaeda in charge to wreck civilization. They want to teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. They're the ones that want barbarism for you while they live in armored fortresses and you don't know how to talk, or all you care about is Justin Bieber or who's that other idiot, used to be known Hannah Montana, whatever her name is. They want you to only know about that and really think that's important, reading all these women's magazines and all the rest of it, Miley Cyrus. While meanwhile, the globalists are trying to take down Russia, seeing Putin as the chief. We're not romanticizing the chief. It's just the globalists are the worst cancer there is, ladies and gentlemen. They're not civilization.
You are listening
Overdrive
to
coming up, Infowars.com/show.
Visit
I'm just doing five extra on a few stories we didn't hit, I promise to cover. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, to build their world government, they got to get rid of the old system. They got to put Mao Zedong in to kill 84 million people. As David Rockefeller wrote when Mao died in the New York Times, he did a great job. And was just a wonderful leader and a wonderful person. He was actually a total degenerate monster. I'm not going to get into all his personal habits or the 80-plus million people he killed, but these globalists revel in control. More businesses shutting down than starting up. Weekly Standard. Businesses... deaths now exceed business births for the first time in modern history. The Weekly Standard. Mark Faber says, I don't trust anyone. Hold gold outside the U.S. Basically have an exit strategy so that on CNBC, the U.S. government will steal anything you got inside of it. I mean, that's the guy that's pretty mainline who's been on the show and is one of the top experts in the world saying, you know, we're an authoritarian hell pit. Economy not keeping up with population growth. 8 million added to working population. 500,000 fewer jobs. So the country's dying. So that's New World Order for you. Private airplanes? We don't allow it. Private homes? Germany just banned any new construction of family homes. We don't allow it. Stoves, fireplaces? Now being banned in areas in California? We don't allow it. Families? We don't allow it. IQs? We don't allow it. Health? We don't allow it. Except for the globalists who parade around. Oh, we care about you. Oh.
I did have an experience where on the first day of class, a professor told all of the Ted Cruz supporting teabaggers to get the hell out of his classroom before he sent us home to our mothers in a body bag.
Free speech? We don't allow it. Net neutrality? We don't allow it. Want to own guns? You're a racist. We don't allow it. Oh, there's a EPA's wood-burning stove ban has chilling consequences for many rural people. Want to heat your home without paying us? We don't allow it. Ah. Is the IMF preparing for dollar collapse? Omega Shock breaks it down. Looks like they're preparing for the new SDR move. Administration to pledge equal education for illegal immigrants. Yes, can I go to Mexico and have free college? Or have a baby for free? No, I can't, but I'm a racist. I'm against people from Mexico. No, I'm not. I'm against the globalist plan to bankrupt and shut down the country. I went into Mexico and said, my wife's here, where she have the baby. They'd say, for free? We don't allow it. But wait, we allow it in America. That's for you. Continuing, Operation Monsanto stock plunge. Big Monsanto stock dump Friday, May 9th. That's at prisonplanet.com. Check that out. And a lot of other news here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, now they lock everything down. Oh, there was someone at a military base. Lockdown. White House security breach appears to be an honest mistake. It seems at the point to be an honest mistake and caused a lockdown. We're all just taught about how we're locking everyone down. That's when you live in a prison. Someone was seen in a rural area with a gun, walking in camouflage. They're probably a terrorist. We're locking the county down for your safety in the whole county in Nevada. No one's allowed to have free speech for your safety. We don't allow it. And we're going to shoot you if you walk down the street. Because we don't allow it. What is this, people fighting over a table? That's journalist in Jordan. I like it. Sitting around the table being nice? We don't allow it. We're in control. We're liberal. We have the moral high ground. We're trendy. Got a super model girlfriend? You must be wearing a dress then. Go to Whole Foods, it's like guys walking around like, in dresses with their supermodel girlfriends. That's the new trendy thing. We're homeless. We're garbage dump. We're learning how to be slaves. Oh, the New World Order. Oh.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday?
We don't allow it.
Situation.
The police are shoving people.
Hold on.
Shoving Alex. Shoving the crowd.
Obama told Africans. Want cars?
The radio show, the we don't allow it. Films, the
we don't allow it.
Is this another
for anyone but us? It's a quality.
Security.